You tell me when you're ready and we'll go and start recording.
A podcast about voice.
It's got to be the most exciting thing I have seen in
voice over internet.
This week I was lucky enough to learn about IOTM. I'm wildly intrigued by anything that attempts something this spectacular. I mean, can you imagine having a personal assistant prioritize your calls, only they're not human? It may take you a little while to grasp this, but wrap your head around this. IOTM is a relevance engine that aims to make your day more productive by determining whether your incoming call is one that you would want to take. I know I can't explain this well, so I called Alex Saunders, the CEO at IOTM, and I got the lowdown. Now, let me warn you, I was totally sick when I did this interview, so be forewarned, I sound really unattractive. I wouldn't mention this, but I'm slightly vain, so I don't want you to think I normally sound like a toad. Here's my interview with Alex Saunders of IOTM.
Alex, it's so good to have you here with me today.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Well, this is the first I've ever heard of a relevance engine for VoIP. Can you explain it to me?
Sure. The technical explanation is that we're building a product which assesses the relevance of any incoming call on your behalf and then routes that call to wherever its destination should be. Essentially what we're doing is we're looking at who's calling, the importance of that call, what it is that you're currently doing, who you're doing it with, where you're doing it, and then a series of predefined preferences that you've given the system that allow it to behave in the same fashion that a human assistant would in routing your calls. So it's a replacement for the old call screener that at one point in time everybody used to have, but now that we live in an age of automation, it's largely gone by the wayside. Cost cutting and everything else has eliminated the personal assistant who used to do that kind of work for you. That's what we do.
Well, that's interesting. So is the way it works determined by the information that you provide at setup, or can it, like you said, it can look at what you're doing at the, how does it know what you're doing right now?
Okay. So it does, it's some of the information you provide at setup and some of the information it derives in real time. You can think of this thing as being a combination of a rules system that works on some very basic predefined rules and something like a search engine crawler, which goes out and looks at all sorts of clues that you would give it in order to be able to describe what your current state is. So, for example, when you install it, it plugs into your calendar, it plugs into your instant messaging system, it plugs into whatever you use for contacts, and as you, during the day, go and make meetings, walk away from your desk, get on instant messaging, or whatever else you do, those all provide inputs into the context engine portion of the relevance engine, which then attempts to describe for the relevance engine your situation so it can make appropriate decisions about what to do with incoming communication requests.
Well, that's pretty interesting. That's more far-reaching than I expected to hear, so that's pretty cool. Tell me what type of person is the typical IOTM customer?
So the typical customer is a very busy professional, a lot of mobility, they keep a calendar, they have a big Rolodex. So it's people like real estate salespeople, insurance salespeople. It's people inside larger organizations that are, there's a whole category of mobile professionals that are what we used to call, when I worked at Microsoft, they're the hall walkers. They're the people who are not out visiting customers, but they're going from meeting to meeting in different places as well.
Okay.
So, it's someone who's very busy, very mobile, and who has a need to manage their time more effectively.
Okay.
The basic problem that we're trying to solve is, as an industry, we have spent a decade now wiring people up. We've made everybody ultra connected. And the problem with being ultra connected is really two things. The first is that when somebody tries to reach you, they may not know what the best way to reach you is. If you've got IM, if you've got a cell phone, if you've got VoIP phone, if you've got a landline phone, if you've got a home phone, and so on and so forth, well, most people give up after a couple tries.
Yeah.
So something like 2 out of every 3 calls end in voicemail. And then the other problem is that because you're so connected, anybody can call you. And you have no way to discriminate between what's an important call, what's an urgent call, what's a call that can wait, you know, what's a call that you don't want at all, maybe it's a telemarketer. You know?
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff that we do, is we intervene there, and we know where you are and which calls you want to take.
Yeah, I can see the parallels with this and like email and the junk email and the rules and things like that. That's interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the people that are behind iOTM.
Well, you've got myself. I'm the CEO, and I founded it with my good friend Howard Thaw. Howard and I have known each other since my days at Microsoft in the early 90s. I spent 9 years inside Microsoft in the Windows organization, in the Windows CE organization, a number of different groups. I participated in the Windows 95 launch. In fact, I was the guy who was responsible for launching Internet Explorer. And after Microsoft, I went to a couple of other companies here in the local in the Ottawa area. One was an embedded software company, QNX Marketing, or QNX Software Systems, where I was the VP of marketing, and one was Versatel Networks, which is a manufacturer of intelligent media gateways, and that's where I got my taste of voice over IP. But I've always been fundamentally a consumer, end-user experience kind of guy. I like technology you can hold in your hands, that you can do things with and affect and affects you on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And Howard, who has been in the antivirus business and the security business, I've kept in touch with him for years. So I phoned him up in 2003, and I said, hey, you know what? Let's go do something together, because he has the same kind of passion. I mean, he's had an award-winning antivirus product. He's had an award-winning security product. This is actually his sixth startup.
Wow.
So we got together, and we found a seed investor. We hired a team of people. I've got a group of people here, and we've been raising money from friends and family. And, you know, we're at the point now where we're just about to go to market with this thing.
Well, that is really interesting. Well, Alec, I appreciate you taking time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of the VoIPcast. Join us again by subscribing to this podcast through iTunes, iPodder, or Odeo. And don't forget to subscribe to the VoIP blog at voip-weblog.com. I'm Robin Tippins. You can drop me a line at robin@sleepyblogger.com. Or you can Skype me at DUZINS. Now you've got VoIP. Go call somebody.